Today we will say a few thoughts regarding our Holy Gospel and Saint John the Forerunner and Christ. So we heard today that Jesus started preaching after he was told that Saint John was imprisoned. God was always sending prophets to his people. When one prophet was killed or died, another one will come along, and another one after. There was no time in history that God did not try to find a way to talk to us, to guide us, to protect us, to help us see the truth and go closer to him. The prophets were not contradicting one another, and this is a sign that they were truly from God. Today we might see a broad variety of opinions and ways to deal with certain issues within the guidance of different saints in our church. This should not confuse us, but is there to show us different paths of salvation. We follow the path which suits us best. It's the same with our spiritual father. We follow the one that brings peace into our hearts. The interesting thing about today's gospel, though, is that Christ's preaching was down to the exact same words to what Saint John the Forerunner also was preaching. Repent, because the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Very simple and very clear. Yet, said by Saint John the Forerunner, it meant Christ is coming, but said by Christ, it meant I am here, come to me. Here we see the greatness of the Forerunner as being God's mouth, but we also see the humility of Christ. He didn't rush to start preaching before St. John was seized, and he didn't say anything more or anything different, although he was God, and he could have said way more and a lot of different things. I'm just saying this so that we compare the way we cut off people when they talk, and the way we can't agree with others, and the way we find wiser things and ideas to talk about, just to support our ego, and just because we only care about ourselves. We don't need to say something different, and we don't need to act differently. If we have the spiritual level of the Forerunner, if we ever could, we will show Christ to people. If we are united with Christ, we will be like the door through which people can enter into the kingdom of God. What I'm trying to say is that it doesn't matter what we say, but who we are. If we are a barrel full of strong and sweet wine, that's what we will serve others. If we are a barrel full of vinegar, that's the taste others will get from us. And I will tell you a short story, which is a true story. There was a professor of cardiology, a surgeon of cardiology in Athens, Papazachos, a very spiritual person. And he was the personal doctor of Saint Porphyrios, as well as Elder Sophronius of Essex. So once he asked Elder Sophronius, he said, "Elder, I'm teaching at the university, and the kids there, they're very good kids. If I was to talk to them and tell them about Christ, maybe the results will be great, and maybe they would come to the church." And the elder told him, "Do you go for confession?" He said, "I do." "Do you go for Holy Communion?" He said, "I do." He said, "When?" "Every Sunday." He asked, "Do you go for Holy Communion when it's a big feast day?" He said, "I do." "Then don't tell them anything. It's not you who talks. It's Christ through you." So if we have Christ in us, if they were to squeeze us, what they would get out of us would be Christ. When we will talk, Christ will be coming out of our mouths, not vinegar. And even if we don't fully understand what we say, and even if we say very, very simple things, the peace which fills us up, the Holy Spirit, will be transmitted to the ones that listen to us. The knowledge of God that we have inside us will guide the brains of those around us. If we ourselves, we do not become like the prophets and like Christ, who will help everyone around us? A simple example. If I'm here now, it's because my grandmother taught me how to pray and how to be an altar boy, how to confess, how to fast, and when to go for Holy Communion. I lost her when I was 7 years old. But her guidance, example, and prayers led me to Elda Emilianos, who had a grandmother exactly like mine. They were both secret nuns. If today you are listening to me, it's because an old lady taught me a couple of things up until I was year two in school. So if I ever helped anyone, which I doubt it, but just in case, he should be praying for my grandmother because she was the one who taught me a couple of things. She was my forerunner. If she hadn't, I wouldn't have been here now, and you wouldn't have been here now. And this monastery wouldn't have been here now the way it is, regardless if I'm the one who does the least for the monastery. None of you would have been here without this old lady, my grandmother. So don't even think I can't make a difference in the humanity. Just admit that I can't be bothered doing anything. The slightest thing you might do selflessly might bring great results if God blesses it. God is God Almighty. I will leave you with this thought. Every single one of us can make a huge impact in our family, within our environment, and among our friends. Not because we are someone, but because God can make things happen, and He is looking for any possible excuse to make things happen. If we ourselves are spiritual people, we will spread God's love like an unstoppable bushfire. The Holy Spirit will blow through the flames, and nothing will ever be able to stop it from engaging more and more souls towards their salvation.